Hello, this is Barry from the Europe Direct Information Centre at Blanchardstown Library, and I'm back with another Ask Europe video. And our last video was with Magnus in Sweden, so we're staying in Scandinavia now. And now we are joined by Vicky in Denmark. So hello, Vicky.
Hello, Barry, and hello, Europe Direct. How are you all?
Very well, thank you. And thank you so much for agreeing to do this video with us today.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
And there might be a dog barking in the background there.
That's fine. And I can also see a lovely Danish flag in the background as well.
Yeah, our pride.
So we'll get started with the first question. So can you tell us a little bit about where you're from in Denmark and tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I live on Zealand, which is where also the capital, Copenhagen, is placed. So I live 25 kilometers south of Copenhagen. Well, Denmark is the land known as the many islands. I think we have about 500 islands. Wow. We have a huge coastline then, 9,000 kilometers compared to, for example, Ireland that only has 1,500 kilometers coastline. So we have a lot of water around us. We are very flat. Mountain, as we call it, is 147 meters high above the sea. So it's our mountain here in Denmark. So flat countries, so we bicycle a lot around.
Okay, so for the next question, I work at Blanchardstown Library, obviously. So the next question is going to be about books. Could you tell us a little bit about your favorite book from Denmark?
Yeah, it's. I think I love reading a crime, true crime and fiction crime. And I think my favorite Danish author is called Jussi Adler-Olsen. He has written a lot of books, and he's making this series of 10 books where he's. It's the same person. It's called Department Q, and it's about this nearly retired policeman who's not getting on with any of his fellow mates there. So they put him into the basement and make him in the small office there, and then they make him try and solve old unsolved crimes. And of course he's good at it, so he actually gets to solve these crimes. But it's a big good combination of Danish history as well that is being dug up, as well as a good crime story.
Excellent. And Denmark is well known for good crime series on television.
Yeah.
The Bridge is very popular here in Ireland
and even
Danish
the
television.
Killing as well, yeah, I think.
Yes,
yeah,
The Killing, yeah. Yeah. And I'm a great fan of, it's not crime, but of the Danish series Rita, all about a school teacher.
Yeah,
I've watched them all. So my Danish hasn't got any better, though, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
It's a tough one.
Okay, so we'll move on. Who is a person from Denmark, either past or present, who you would admire?
Yeah, it's some good questions, you know, and it made me think a lot. And right at the moment, we have a female prime minister who's doing a job with this coronavirus situation. She's really out there and tough decisions. And then we also have our queen. We love and adore her as a role model. They're both role models for all our Danes. But of course we also have our famous author from the past, Hans Christian Andersen, and he's probably the most famous world famous author of us. And he was born in the early 1800s, and he has written loads of plays, famously his fairy tales. They are always with great moral and deeper meanings, and you can keep reading them and you find something new every time. So he foresaw many things that didn't even happen back then when he lived. So I think he's probably a great Dane.
It's a great Dane, yes. And Denmark has given so much to us in the world. And the one I'm most grateful for at the moment with the lockdown with a five-year-old is Lego. So thank you for that.
Yeah. It's welcome.
Hours of keeping a young child occupied. And I have to say, I have fun with it myself. Okay, the next question is about food. So tell me something that you like to eat in Denmark. What's your favorite food in Denmark?
I'm a great foodie, so I love that question. So everywhere we go, we always go to food markets, and so I love food. So we have our lunch is famous for our open sandwiches. They are made on rye bread, and then we put all sorts of different things on top on this piece of rye bread, and we love fish, so it could be all sorts of fish. Now you've spoken to Sweden, so they have their herring up there too.
And Magnus mentioned herring, yeah.
Yeah, we have mackerel, we have salmon, we have everything. So we love to have these open sandwiches for lunch, but then we have our hot meal at evening. And I think a Danish dish would be flæskesteg, which is roasted pork, and we have the crackling, the salty crackling on top, which is great. And we eat it with potatoes and brown sauce and then this red cabbage.
Well, it's almost lunchtime here in Ireland, and you've just made me very, very hungry now, thinking about the crackling.
Yeah. It's also very Irish Sunday lunch kind of thing.
Okay, interesting, interesting. Okay, so moving on. So apart from Denmark, obviously, what is your favourite other European country?
Yeah, that's that's an easy one, Barry, because my better half is Irish. I'm married to an Irish person, so of course, I love Ireland. It's very similar to Denmark, and then also so very different. Just talking about the landscape, you know, you have hills and higher mountains and coastline as well. It's so green and beautiful. And then, of course, all your people in there, you are fun-loving and great to be with. So.
Okay.
It's Ireland.
Well, I'm glad to see so many people have said Ireland. And what's lovely is that so many of the people we've interviewed have a partner who is Irish, which is lovely. And I'm married to a French woman myself. And that's one of the lovely things about Europe now, that we're, you know, there's lots of kind of diverse partnerships now all over the continent.
But it's great. It's we are so different and still very similar, and it's impossible to explain. But there are certainly different cultural differences, but it's still
fun. What's come up in lots of these interviews is the phrase "united in diversity." And it's true again here. It's true again here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to actually stay with the European Union now in general. So what do you think has been the main benefit for Denmark to being a member of the European Union? And I think you joined, did you join the same year as us? I think.
We joined in 72.
So slightly before us, I think.
Yeah, so I have never experienced anything else than being in the EU, but being a small country, just like Ireland, we are nearly 6 million people now, but we are very small compared to many countries in the European Union, and I think, together we are a stronger team, and we definitely a small country fit from all sorts of different things in the EU, just because we are small, and I think together we are better.
Excellent. And I think Mateja from Croatia said something very similar, also from a small country and Ireland, and I think that's very true, that countries like Ireland and Denmark and Croatia, we can punch above our weight in world affairs when we're part of something bigger.
Yeah, and I think we just celebrated our 75th year of being liberated from the German occupation, and I think still that we're having a great collaboration with Germany and stuff just makes goes to show that, you know, it's better to join forces.
Absolutely. I think the peace in Europe in since the Second World War has probably been the biggest benefit for everyone.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so staying with your European affairs, is there an issue you think the EU should focus on in the next 10 years or so?
Yeah, and again, this just because we can't do it alone, the climate change and the climate challenges that we are facing. I think Denmark as such is doing a great job. We do all sorts of things. We have a lot of the technology. We are developing a lot of technology to overcome these things. But as a small country, it doesn't help if it's only us using those scientific measures. So we need to do it together. And I think that's the best way to do it, is to try and solve it all together and also make an effort together.
Absolutely, and I can tell you that Magnus from Sweden said almost exactly the same thing as you did. So the Scandinavians have a real green conscience, I think, which is great to see. Okay, so we'll move on. Two questions to go. So I've obviously never been to Denmark, and I hope to change that in the not too distant future. I'm coming for the first time. Where should I not miss? Where should I visit?
The thing is that we have so many great places. Yeah, for example, you could go and visit our mountain, which is 147 meters above the sea level. We have the cliffs of Møn, which are it's also a national park. It's a limestone, where you can see the dinosaurs have walked nearly, limestone, and falling into the sea. So it makes the crystal blue sea so beautiful. We have the Wadden Sea over by the west coast as well, which is also, it brings millions and millions and trillions of liters water in and out every day, and it's so shallow waters that you can see great wildlife over there. But maybe the most spectacular thing that I don't know if you can find anywhere else in the world is up in Skagen, the top of Denmark. We have the two seas meet. Just when you stand on the sandbank there, you can see the waves coming in from one side and the waves coming in from the other side, and it's just it's a phenomenon that is just amazing to see.
Some suggestions anyway. Lovely. And what's nice about these videos is I'm finding out about places I've never heard of before. Which is great. I definitely want to go to Legoland. As long as I can do that, I'm happy. Okay, so the last question is my probably my favorite question. It's the fun one. So can you tell us, what is a stereotype about Denmark and the Danes, and is it true?
It's hard to talk about yourself as a stereotype, because it seems so natural, and of course we are like that. Who's not? And then you find out that, maybe it's a special thing. But maybe you heard that from Holland as well, that we do a lot of bicycling because we are flat. We bicycle everywhere all the time if we can. I remember my husband saying when he first came, then stopping at a red light, and then everybody's gathering around you on the bicycles, and then he said, it's like being in the Tour de France, and going, because you have literally 50 bicycles around you and so on. So, we like our bicycles.
When I think of Denmark, I often think of great kind of social equality, and I've just read a fantastic book all about Scandinavian and Nordic society, and they spoke about how there's a great sense of equality in Denmark. Is that true?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we like to think that we are all equal, and we are lifting together. And I think the difference between the high and low is not there. It is there, but it's not so pronounced as many other places.
Well, a statistic I read was that 92% of Danes have roughly the same standard of living, which I found incredible.
And we're also known as the most happy people in the world. I don't know, maybe we have fallen down a little bit on the scale, but I think we consider us a happy-go-lucky. We're also very proud of our language. I don't know why. It's a funny language, and only the 6 million people in the world speak it. So, and it's probably impossible, more or less, to.
And the last thing I just want to ask you just about when we talk about one more kind of cultural stereotype I'd like to ask you about is something that's become very popular in Ireland, and I'm probably saying this wrong, is the idea of hygge.
Oh yeah.
Could you tell us about that?
That's true. Yeah, that's like candlelights and TV and dinners with friends and, just complete cozy time, or you can hygge in lots of different ways, you know, with chocolate or going for a run with some friends, or, you know, it's just a cozy time. Well, that's true.
I think hygge and chocolate is a perfect way to end this video. So thank you so much, Vicky, for speaking to me today. And again, I've learned so much about Denmark. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.